Before I have my closing argument, I just do want to thank Pat for our good interaction, and want to assure everybody out there, though this is intense, I'm not mad at Pat. Pat's not mad at me. We've had some wonderful interactions, and if I've done anything to dishonor him, or you feel that there's been a revved up spirit or anything like that, I'm passionate about the truth, but I hope it's not been to the point of sin. If I have sinned, please forgive me for doing so. I obviously feel passionate about these things, but I'm not angry at Pat. I think he's wrong, but I still love him. But I still love him as a creature created in the image of God, and I want us to treat one another with dignity, and I've just appreciated our interactions, so thank you, Pat. I think the issue gets back still again to the issue of the night being not total inherited depravity, but total depravity itself as a subject. In my opening statement, I asserted that the Bible teaches that fallen man is totally depraved, and therefore unable and unwilling to come to God apart from the supernatural work of regeneration by the Holy Spirit. I suggest that the view of conversion that Pat has demonstrated tonight or explained is to a large degree anti-supernatural. That is, that God does not do anything in the sinner, that there's no power of God by which he imparts the divine nature, that he doesn't really open up eyes, he really doesn't give a person new life, that there is this externalism in regards to the power of the Word. Now, I agree, the gospel is the power of God, but it can also come in word only. It can come, and it can be preached, and hearts be hardened. The gospel in itself had that kind of power, and a power in and of itself, and the Word apart from the Spirit, then there would be only hardening. There would be only continued rebellion. Yes, I believe that a sinner needs to be raised from the dead to respond to the gospel. He needs to have his eyes opened, because he has closed them willingly, but now there is a judicial blindness where he cannot see, where he cannot hear. I do not understand how a will that is driven by a corrupt heart and a mind that is in enmity with God can act contrary to itself and choose Christ. One of the commands in the Bible is believe on the Lord Jesus, the carnal mind as it is at enmity against that. Yes, willingly, the own person's responsibility, but nevertheless, unable. We saw in the next section, again by way of summary, the necessity of the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Pat tells us that we indeed need to be new creations and resurrected a new birth, but then I suggest believes that of all of what it means. There is no resurrection as a new creation in the life of a Christian. There's no new birth in the sense that a person's nature is changed and the fact that there is something now different about them. They have a heart that has been purified by the gospel. Yes, I agree on many of the things. By obedience, there is that further purification. But again, my question tonight is not how does God address men in the gospel, because God addresses men as if living and beings that have wills and have responsibility. But from the passages we saw tonight, I suggest it's not Andy the Able, but it is Sam the sinner that God addresses in the gospel. It's for this reason I can say, but God, who is rich in mercy, while I was yet dead, raised me from the dead and granted me faith. It is granted, according to the book of Philippians, not only to suffer, but also to believe for his name's sake. It is God who grants repentance to the Gentiles, and God cannot grant something that people already have. If I grant you something, it assumes you don't have it. Man is corrupt, and he is responsible. Outside of the power of God, there is no salvation. Lord willing, tomorrow night we'll get to the issue that I feel a great burden of responsibility. I know tomorrow night's issue will be a very touchy issue regarding original sin and human depravity. Do we come into this world with such a nature? I will have the burden and responsibility to demonstrate that from the Scripture and respond to things like Ezekiel 18. I intend to do so. They're just not germane to the debate tonight. So I leave these things before you. And leave the Word of God to you and ask yourself, when you came to Christ, were you Andy the Able or were you Sam the Sinner? is there not great glory received in God's power in salvation? It is by His grace alone. Amen.